Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He ruined the yes, sir. My God, he blew my ears out. Paul likes to mess with the volume. He got me this time. Right as I'm about to talk. Man, it just so happened I was raising the volume in my headset at that exact moment. You ruined the yes, sir. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody had a great weekend. I got to see Steve Sommers for the first time in like 3 years. He's doing great. He sounds great. Good to hear Steve back on the air. And he's talking Rangers hockey. We know why. The New York Rangers lead 2-1 in the Eastern Conference Stanley Cup Finals. That's right. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. You would think once was enough. And then he cuts it off abruptly. It's just the midnight ride's always off to such a good start. How we doing, everybody? Hope everybody had a great weekend. Like I said, we'll get used to the new number. Again, 888-808-1019. That's the number. You know the deal. I got you for 5 hours till we take it to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. And yes, the New York Rangers took game number 3. They're up 2-1 in what's left of the Garden Party. And it's still a bright future, this Garden Party. Now, you know what? I'm tired of apologizing. We're going to move right on. We're going to move on to game 4 tonight, 8 o'clock. Big time game. Take a dominant lead with a victory. All they really needed to do was take that split, and they did it with game 3. And I'm tired of apologizing. I'm tired of hearing, well, they got lucky to get that one. Oh, well, you know, I mean, they were thoroughly outplayed. It's a miracle they came out of that game with a win. Yeah, they were outplayed. But since when? Since when does a dominant goalie performance not count? Yes, we all know. What was it? Shots attempted 108-44 and all the other numbers. And I understand that in that third period, especially, they were absolutely dominated. The ice was tilted. We knew they were hanging on for dear life. But they have the best player in the series right now. The real difference maker in why the Rangers are up 2-1, and that's Igor Shesterkin, who was putting on a Brunson-like performance, who was absolutely unbelievable in that third period, and is the only reason they even got to overtime. But you know what it is about this New York Ranger team? Because I'm done apologizing for the idea. We had to hear all this crap throughout the Carolina series, too, about shots and how they're being outplayed and if it weren't for the power play and the goalie and this and that. You know what this Ranger team is? They're freaking resilient. And, yeah, they were outplayed for a lot of the stretch of this game and this series. Much, much more so than Carolina. Much more so. We get it. 5-on-5 has been a struggle. The penalty kill has not been nearly as good as it was in the previous series. They've given up a couple power play goals. Still getting shorthanded goals, amazingly enough. But this Ranger team continues to fight back. This Ranger team continues to get right back in your face. And while they might not have all the same scoring chances you have, and while they might not take all the same shot attempts as the Florida Panthers, this Ranger team makes the plays when it counts, and then when they get into overtime, this team understands what they're capable of, and this team, it knows that when the moments are its biggest, they know, especially the way when Igor's playing well and when Igor played the way he did in that third period, this Ranger team has a feeling like they are going to get it done. And sometimes that overcomes the amount of shots attempted. And sometimes that overcomes the way you've been playing 5-on-5. And sometimes that can overcome every aspect of the game other than the score. And right now, this Ranger team, as they get ready for a game 4 tonight at 8 o'clock to try and put a stranglehold on this series 3-1, this is going to be a very difficult game to win. They understand that. Game 3 was a very difficult game to win. But right now, they are getting it from all angles. And Rempe played. We'll see if Rempe plays again. I don't know how much of a difference he makes, but we all know the record when he plays and everybody's happy he's out there. I mean, they hide him in the third period because that's what the coach is going to do when you play him. It's kind of like just giving up a roster spot. I've been complaining about that forever. I'm done complaining about it. I don't care if they play him or not. Because ultimately, although he might have, I mean, it's certainly from the hits early on in the game, it didn't feel like Florida was looking over their shoulder because the big bad Matt Rempe was on the ice. And we understand Trouba takes the penalty for the elbow. Got fined $5,000. To me, that's a hockey play, but he gets, I don't think it's a major, he gets the 4 minutes for it and the other penalty. And then right then, that's where they score the shorthanded goal, and at least take a brief advantage before that third period. But yes, Igor Shesterkin's been the best player on the ice, and here's the issue. As much as I can crow about, hey, when they fall behind, there's no fear. When they blow a two-goal lead in the third period, there's no fear. When they hit into overtime, they know now that they are 4-0 in this playoffs when they are heading to overtime. And they understand no matter how they're being outplayed, no matter how it's going, at any moment, this Ranger team will make the play that gets it done. But here's the problem I have with this Ranger team and what I'm looking for moving forward. Igor cannot be the only great Ranger player who's going to play great. It's nice to have Goodrow be this unbelievable postseason player, have 6 goals so far, play great. Lafreniere is becoming that player, right? He's emerging to being one of the names that we are forced now to mention with his play and that unbelievable highlight reel goal. And it's really, he's been, for me, one of the great stories of this Rangers season because there was a lot of discussion around him as he headed into this season about his future, about him and Kaapo Kakko, who was a healthy scratch in game 2 and then came back and was integral in the game-winning goal in overtime for game 3. But Lafreniere has obviously been the number one overall pick. He has struggled to find his footing with this Ranger team over the first couple years of his career, and this was a make-or-break season for Lafreniere. And he started it immediately. At the beginning of the season, he set a tone for how he was going to play all year long, and right now, he has been a force in this entire playoffs, not just this Panther series. He was great in game 3 with 2 tremendous goals, including an absolute highlight reel, both on the backhand. And now he's forcing his name into the conversation of the Panarins, of the Zibanejads, of the Chris Kreiders, of the Trocheks. But those guys, you cannot, as much as it's a positive, right? Because we talk about this with all the different teams, we've talked about it. With the Knicks, we talked about it during the playoff series, at least the beginning of that Philadelphia series. Hey, they're winning these games without Brunson doing much. He's off to a slow start, and yet they still have a 2-0 lead, winning the first 2 in Madison Square Garden, blah, blah. Hey, listen, if they can't beat you then, if they can't beat you when your best players aren't playing well, I mean, that eventually it's going to happen. And while, you know, you could lean on the idea of Brunson going out there and scoring 40 points, I'm not sure if you could just lean on the idea that suddenly, not having scored a goal this entire series, that all of a sudden Panarin's going to show up. All of a sudden Zibanejad's going to get on the scoring sheet. All of a sudden Kreider, who really hasn't done much since his heroics of game 6 against the Carolina Hurricanes. These guys need to step up. And while it's nice, yes, like I said, to get from Goodrow. Yes, when Wennberg gets you the game-winning goal in overtime. It's nice to get scoring from up and down the lineup. We talk about the 4 lines. That's why I talk about Matt Rempe, because I don't think he's helping to make the best 4-line team that the Rangers can roll out there. I don't believe it. I want the best 4, and we've talked about it and how important it is and the scoring they need to get from it and the consistency they need up and down the lineup. And if the penalties certainly are going to be favored in the side of the Florida Panthers as they were in Game 3, it's going to be very difficult.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And you're going to have to find scoring from, you know, your penalty kill is going to have to be great. And without getting any penalties, you're going to have to find some scoring 5-on-5. And they've done a nice job, and doing it throughout the lineup is nice. But if this team is going to get through, if they are going to continue to win while being outplayed, and as much as I'll downplay it and tell you I'm tired of apologizing, I'm not blind. And we see what's going on. And that third period, they got their asses kicked. And what you love about the team is they can get their asses kicked for the last 15 minutes of the third period and then come out there and be the better team in overtime and get the game winner. And that's what they've done. No moment has been too big. No deficit too big. No blown lead too devastating. They're able to go out there and play their game, never get overwhelmed, and rely on what they've done this entire postseason. And we talk about what the... you know, how losing some games could help, right? That was a big talk after taking a three games to none lead against Carolina. You want some adversity. You don't want to just go right through this thing. Well, they faced adversity in that Carolina series where they are literally a period away from forcing a game 7 and Kreider and his heroics. And they're facing adversity as they're being outplayed and shut out 3-0 in game 1, putting, you know, goals in themselves. Being... in overtime, game 2, staring at an 0-2 deficit, heading to Florida in face, and then obviously game 3. They faced adversity. They faced getting their asses kicked. They faced being the lesser team and the weaker team for long stretches of the game. And yet they know how to come out on top, and they will make the big play when they need to. But that is a difficult thing to continue for 7 games, or however many games this thing goes. Eventually, as we look forward, as we put away game 3 and the excitement and the joy, and we look to now tonight, game 4, 8 o'clock. This Ranger team, it's nice to get by with Goudreau scoring goals. It's nice to get by with Lafreniere being their most explosive player. But that's not how you draw it up. And again, I'll say it because I say it a lot. I'm big on strengths being your strength. And if you are going to take on a Florida team that is now going to come out desperate tonight in game 4, if you are going to take on a Florida team that has thoroughly outplayed you in, I don't know, 75% of these first 3 games, despite the Rangers leading 2-1, if you are going to come out and put a stranglehold on this series and taking both of these games in Florida, you are going to need your strengths to be your strength. And that is Panarin scoring goals. That is Zibanejad scoring goals. That is Chris Kreider creating havoc in front of the net and scoring goals. You can't rely on Lafreniere's incredible talent and unbelievable plays to get you through. You can't rely on being the team where the puck bounces in the right way in overtime. You've done it four times already. These guys have got to step up. And so while we're all thrilled, while we're all happy, and while I won't apologize for having Igor being the best player on the ice despite the rest of the team not playing as well as the Florida Panthers, while I'm tired of feeling like, whoo, we stole one there, because the Rangers took it to him when they needed to. And in the third period, their goalie stood on his head, which, hey, I don't know, is part of hockey. So while I won't apologize, and while I'm proud of this Rangers team for constantly battling adversity, and while I'm proud of this group up and down the lineup and getting scoring from places you didn't think you'd get it. I mean, Wenberg's second goal as a Ranger. He scored one goal in the regular season. Despite the idea that those kind of things are good signs for me in series when you get scoring from those places. And ultimately, you knew you would have to get some scoring from those places if you were going to beat Florida. But you need it from the guys you need it from. So at some point, despite being up 2-1, despite feeling great about this Ranger team, the guys are going to have to show up tonight. You need goals from Panarin. They can't be negatives on the ice. They can't be minus plus minus here. They have got to be your guys. And unless Igor is just going to deny any team, Florida, Dallas, Edmonton, whoever they play, if he is just going to say, we're not losing, that's great. But he's going to need some help, and he's going to need it from the top line. He's going to need it from his big-time players. He's going to need it from the guys who have led them there all year long. And it starts tonight. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. So we'll start with the Rangers and the Garden Party. And how amazing Sunday was in the middle of our, you know, barbecue. I admit I had to start the game late. I'm at the pool with the kids. Then we were barbecuing. I started the game late. I hate that. But you do it as dad on a holiday weekend. But right in the middle of our Sunday, we had an absolute, in just a thrill fest of a game. Obviously, all the different elements, we'll get to it. The Trouba hit, which I don't agree that it's a non-hockey play. I see those elbows go left and right. I don't want to hear about the embellishment, though. Let's be totally honest. I understand that that Evan Rodriguez probably did not need to lay on the floor like that, lay on the ice like that for forever, and it probably was a little bit of embellishment. But you know what? Don't throw elbows to the head. If you don't want people getting in having some embellishment, that's all the game. It was a hockey play, and so was getting knocked in the head with a elbow and laying on the floor a little bit too long. But ultimately, that penalty led to a shorthanded goal. But the penalty kill has not been as good. The power play has not been as good. So if you really think about it, it's crazy to think of. Like, as we head into game four, and we need a lot of these things to change if the Rangers are going to continue winning in this series, let's be honest. But if you think about it, to be up 2-1 against a team that's pretty much thoroughly outplayed you for most of the series, the PK and the power play have not been as good as it was prior in the other series. You've struggled in that department. And no scoring from Panarin, Zibanejad, Kreider, and yet they're up 2-1. So let's take it as the same philosophy. We took it with the Knicks, and let's say it's a good thing, and that can't be like that forever, and that these guys are eventually going to step up. The power play is going to get going, and you're going to get the big-time goals from the big-time players and the big-time moments, because that's what this Ranger team has done all year long.